פרן דף ידלד עמד בייז אמר אבלוזר אין אודם חושב רשוי ליפול על פונו אלם כננק ישוע בנון שנמה ויימר השם הישוע קום לך למה זה את הנפל על פונך צרשי סז רשוי ליפול על פונו לבזיס עצמי בפני הציבור, שאם לא יענה יחרפוהו כן שמעתי. It's very unclear what Rashi means. Rashi says that an Odom Choshuv is not permitted to be mevaz himself בפני הציבור. So what is the bezoyin? So it could be the bezoyin is that he's doing such a tefillah, which is tefillah sapayim, which is a b'china of mesiras nefesh. It's a meirdike tefillah. Shim lo yane yichalfuhu. So he's mevaza. He's these actions are. He's being mevaza talmud chochem. It's this. They'll say it doesn't bother him, but abul kaponim could be. The Mesillas Yeshorim says in the Inyan of Chassidus, Im Yasa Oysam Ha'odom Lefnei Ha'om V'yishriku Olof V'yisloititzu V'nimtzou Choytim V'nenoshim Al Yodai. So it could be that if this Inyan, the Bizoyan is that he did such a Inyan of Tefillah and it was Loi Nene Yichalfu. So that's, so he's machshel them. Not sure to say that he's meichel. It's teira delay, it's meichel, but he's machshel them, mistam yichafu. So he's machshel them to be nichshel in bezoin talmud chochim. Or maybe the etzem liperl al ponov is a bezoin. It's very unclear what Rashi means. The marsha wants to say, he doesn't understand that Rashoi, but so if he wants to do it, let him do it. The Masha wants to say it's Achilul Hashem. People will say it's not Teichai Kebarei. It means he's such a person, he's an Odom Choshuv, and he's Berabim, he's doing this Tvila, and the Tvila wasn't Nene, so it'll be Achilul Hashem, so therefore he's not allowed to do it. Unless he knows that he's Elim Kain Yaidim by Shukhoshev Ki Yeshua Shamalai Kadish Bohu Kumlucha Loma Zaata Neifel Alponech. Ba'ama Rabbalozo in Adam Choshev Rashoi Lach Kersak Elim Kainene Ki Yahiram Ben Achov. שנמה ויהי כשמויה המלך אס דברי האישו, ויקרא אס בגודו, והוא עבר על החיימו ויער האום, והנה הסק על בשורי. It's a very difficult matzav was in Eretz Yisrael, that it was a meyudik a hunger. Aisha came to Yehiram, she said he should help her, and the Indian was that she said she made up a deal with another woman that yesterday they're going to eat her son and today she's going to eat the woman's son. And yesterday Taka they shared her son and today she's asking the woman for that they should share her son and she doesn't want to give out her son. So she asked the Melech that he should help her. He was meiridik zebrochen, he saw that heichan advarim hamagiyim, so vayikra es begodov, and they saw that he was wearing a sack al b'sori. So Rashi says that elim kein nene, sheyoidim heim, shenene ki yehoiro. The person should not put on a sack, unless it also means that people will be aware that he's wearing the sock. And Smeirah de Kal, Chazal knew that the Yeshua, the Klal Yisrael, came in the Schus of Yehoram. So Zadeh with Elisha Hanavi, and he was the Rosha, and it seems that his Levisha Sak, this Tzad that he was Seivul, that brought about the Yeshua. Va'omar Rabbi Lozo, Loi hakel bekriye, v'loi hakel benefila. Moshe v'aron benefila, Yeshua v'kolay bekriye. Moshe v'aron benefila, d'chsi v'yipol Moshe v'aron al peneim. Yeshua v'kolay bekriye, d'chsi v'Yeshua benun v'kolay ben yefune koru begdeim. Now what does Rashi say? Loi hakel benefila. The Indian, Nalekel Nenin Benefila. Not everyone can be Nenin Benefila. Lehakel Nenin Bekriya. The Yeshua Vekole Shloihoyu Cheshuvim Kemeshe Va'aren. Lezocheli Onais Elo Bekriya. Mikra Ba'alma Kodorish. He says, the Posik says that Moshe and Aaron made Nefila Sapayim. And Yeshua and Kolev made Kriya. So, why didn't they also make Nefila Sapayim? Because they realized that they weren't as Choshev Kemoshe, and by them Nefila Sapayim would not be sufficient that their Tvila should be Nene, therefore they made Kriya. The Masha asks, so it works both ways. Loi hakel bekriya, there would be that Moshe and Aaron would not be Nene Bekriya, which that doesn't make sense. And L'chayre Moshe and Aaron was greater than Yehoshua. Then he asks, we see Yehoshua was Nene Benefila. That was the Gemara before. Ein Adam Choshev Rasher Lipa Lapona Valam Kainenek Yeshua Binun Yem Hashem Al Yeshua. It could be this was in the later Tkufa. This was when he was the Manig Yisrael. Bimei Moshe, could be he wasn't in that Darga yet of the Binene Benefila. Nagav Ulche, it's very interesting. The Posik in Yeshua says, Vayikra Yeshua Simloisov, Vayipel Alponov Arzo. So, by Yeshua, we see that Bemison, there he also wasn't Nene Benefila alone. It was Kriya plus Nefila. Maskiv lo Rabzeire Vitamer Rabshu Banachmeni, Ihavik Siv Yeshua Kideka Amrit. Hashler Sivi Yeshua Hovaho of it. Not that they made Kriya alone. Vi Yeshua Benun Vekolev Ben Yefune, they made Nefila and Kriya. Rashi says, Yeshua Benun Ksiv Basred Huda Vayipel Vov Moisevolin Rishin. They made Nefila plus Kriya. Vomar Rabbeloza Loi Hakel Bekima Voloi Hakel Bishtachaboya. Not all will be mechabit klal Yisrael bekime, v'lo yakel b'shtach avoye. Melochim bekime, v'sorim b'shtach avoye. Now what are we speaking about? Melochim bekime d'chsiv, koyem ar Hashem, goyel Yisrael kedoy shoy, livzoi nefesh, l'messayev goy, l'eved moishlam. So this Pasuk is speaking about Klal Yisrael, who in Golis, they're Mevuze, they're Mesuyev, Avodim ha-moichel alayhem. So the Rabbi Nishlom tells Klal Yisrael that eventually be'l'osid lovoy melochim yiru v'kamu. That kings will see you and stand up for you. V'sorim v'shtachavoya v'chsiv sorim v'yishtachav. So that means the greater the akim of a melech means a lot. Akim of a sar is not enough. So he has to, he'll show a greater his battle is to Klal Yisrael b'shtachavoya. What does Rashi say? L'vzoy nefesh l'msayv goyle ben moishlem b'Yisrael ha'bzuyim u'msu'ovim v'avodim moishlem b'hem loy akil b'kimeh Likras Yisrael osid lovoy, melochim yiru, komu, sorim vayishtachavu. Maskiv lo Rab Zeire viteime Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, ihavaksi vissorim yishtachavu, kedekamret, hashti zirsi, sorim vayishtachavu, ho voho ovut. It says, Melochim yiru vikamu, visorim viyisorim visorim viyishtachavu. Sorim viyishtachavu. The visorim viyishtachavu. So viyishtachavu means, and they'll also bow down. Yiru vikamu, sorim viyishtachavu. They'll also bow down, and they'll, seems they'll do both. They'll be kamu and yishtachavu. So they'll be doing both. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak afani oimer loy hakel li'oiro v'loy hakel l'simcha. Tzadikim lo'oiro v'yishorim l'simcha. Tzadikim lo'oiro d'chsiv oir zaruah l'tzadik v'yishorim simcha d'chsiv l'yishre leiv simcha. I saw the Ben Yoyodo explains the difference between Yishorim and Tzadikim. He brings a Rabbeinu Yoine. Tzadikim are those who are oived b'yire, and Yishorim are oived b'ave. So he says, a person who is on oived b'ave is oived b'simche. So that was his avoide b'olam hazeh. It was oved b'simche. So they'll be zeiche to simcha, liyishchei leiv simcha. He wants to say that tzaddikim, they were marich yemeim b'yire. So the Yud of Yira will become Nisarech and will become Oira. That's what he says. Perhaps we could say a little different. Alpidarkoi. That the Rabbeinu Yoinen Shari Tshuve, when he speaks about the Inyan of Yira, so he says, what is Yira Shamayim? He says, a Yira Shamayim is a person who's marchik himself from dvorim which is olu lehikoshul behem. Chocham yorei v'sor meiro. He goes away. He stays away with a 10-foot pole. Uksil misaber ubeiteach. Uksil goes through. Uksil is a tightrope walker. He's a big bal betochen. Nothing's going to happen to him. A chocham is a yorei v'sor meiro. So the Rabbeinu Yoinah says, when he speaks about the Inyan of Gedorim, is Haniza mehisyached im isha mipachdoi pen yikoshu ba'ovein. He's from the Paiskim that hold the Issa Yichud as the Rabbonim. So he says, a person who's Niza from the Issa Yichud mipachdoi pen yikoshu ba'ovein haloizem asher zorach al nafshei oir yiras alakim. So this person, so light, zorach al nafshei oir yiras alakim. So that is a yirei shemayim, it says, derech rishoyim Ba'afeila lo yodu ba'meyiko shelu. A Rosha doesn't see anything. It's ba'afeila, everything is dark. Lo yodu ba'meyiko shelu. They don't see it. They don't know it. A yore is zorach al nafshei eur yiras alakim. He can see the mechsheles haluleis lovoi. So it could be that's the midah keneged midah. If a tzaddik is a yereisha mind, that's a person who his life is zorach al nafshei eur yiras alakim. So memele he zeiche lo'ira d'chsiv eur zaru ala tzaddik. This oil that Zorach HaNafshai is a Zriye, that La'osid Lovay, he'll be Zoyche to Amoyre Deke Oyer. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Garsinen Loi HaKoyl Lo'ira V'loi HaKoyl L'Simcha. D'chsib Oyer Zorua L'Tzadik L'Yishre Loib Simcha. Yishorim L'Simcha Di Yishorim Adifi Mitzadike. Oyer zaru al atzadik ala yishchei leiv simcha. Perich, Atayse says, v'ein loyme kidele el. Ala yishorim, we'll say like before, hai v'hai, simcha v'oyra. We'll say, oyer zaru al atzadik ala yishchei leiv. So, oyer zaru al atzadik and for yishchei leiv. And then we'll say, Yishrei Leiv Simcha. So Yishrei Leiv will be Zeiche to Oyer and to Simcha. That's what we'll say. Dimkein, Omrin Alati Dabach, Dili Yishrei Leiv is going, Dili Yishrei Leiv Ko Yehod Elael. We're saying that it goes before, Oyer Zeru Letzadik, Dili Yishrei Leiv. Kamoi Kein Omrinen, so the tzaddik koi ahod de basrei. That means since you have tzaddik lo yishrei leiv in the middle, and you have oyer on one side and simcha on the other side, so just like you say oyer zaru al tzaddik lo yishrei leiv, so that the tzaddik will be the yishrei leiv will be zeichet to oyer. So saying the same way, the tzaddik lo yishrei leiv simcha, so the tzaddik will also be zeichet to simcha. If you'll say that it goes ahin in aher from the psukim shein lam hecher, so a tzaddik should also be zeicha to simcha. Kiven the samuch tzaddik le yishrei lei, so whatever goes on tzaddik will go, whatever goes on yishrei will go on tzaddik. And what's wrong with that? Ubevada, that zikha can be. Ubevada yeshefrish bein zeleze. The zikha difference in the tzaddik and the yishrei leiv. Dim loikain lervinu velichtev la tzaddikim la yishrei leiv oira v'simcha. So memele, so therefore, we have to say that each one is going on the yishrei leiv. Simcha nerzeru la tzaddik. Because we have a hechech from the posik, where the posik was written, because if you'll darshan differently, then you'll have to say that oira b'simcha goes on both, and the posik should be written differently. Avalahi de la'el, vayhavu melochim b'sorim ke'adodi. There it says, doesn't say melochim b'sorim one next to the other. It says melochim yiru v'komu. Sorim v'yishtachavu. Hava melochim v'sorim ki'adodi. Ela yiru v'komu beinayu. It says, melochim yiru v'komu beinayu. Chamoy yiru v'komu tahave koydim sorim koy ala melochim delel. So yiru v'komu, which is going on the melochim which is before. Koy namiyasa. So the yiru v'komu is going on the sarim also. Koinami yasam dechiba basrei. Abalochin lefosh leir zeru ala tzadikim leishrei leiv simcha. Hadron aloch meimasai. Zok de mishne. Seder taniya is keitzad meitzin es hateva lechoiva shel ir. The teva is taken out to the rechoiva of the ear. Teva is the Oren Kodesh. Benoisnin Eifer Mikle al Gabi HaTeva. And Eifer Mikle is put on top of the Teva. Uberoish Hanosi. Barosh of Bezen, that means others put Eifa Mikle on the Rosh Anos in the Rosh of Bezen. Chol Echod Ve'echod, that's a bigger bezoyin that someone else puts it on them. Chol Echod Ve'echod, Noisein Barosha. And the rest of the Hamoinam, they put Eifa Mikle on their own Rosh. Let us see Rashi. Eifa Mikle, so Rashi says, Eifa Mamish V'loy Ofa. That means ashes. Eifa Stam Hu Ofa. Stam Eifa, it means Ofa. B'cheshem She Eifa Kori Ofa. Just like ashes are called Ofa, B'chsiv Me'afar Sreifa Sachatos, and there it doesn't mean Afar, it means Eifa. Kach ofer kori eifer, stam. Kach ofer kori eifer. So if you say eifer, you means ofer. V'hainu diktoni eifer mikle. That's why the Mishnah specifies, that's, if we say stam, we say eifer, so it would mean ofer. So they take dirt and they put it on roishem. So therefore it says eifer mikle. Eifer schreifer. Eifer that comes about from something that was burnt. Yave toni eifer stam hava mashma ofer. The eifer mikle gna yoiser me ofer stam. So therefore it says eifer mikle, and the purpose of eifer mikle is because it's a gna yoiser. It's a greater gnai. What is the greater gnai between eifer and ofer? It could be I once saw Abraham Avinu said, "Vanoichi ofer ve'efer." So the difference between ofer and efer is as follows: ofer does not have such a choshev a past, but it has a future. That means things can grow from ofer. Efer has a choshev a past. Okay, there was once wood, there was once something choshev. Now it's doesn't have a future. So it could be that Eifer, they put the Eifer al Roisham to show that that's what we are now. We once were Choshev, but now we don't have anything to show. We're Eifer. We don't have a future in front of us. That's the Matzav. The Matzav of the, so that's a greater Bezoin. We're in the Matzav of Eifer. Ofer is not Gefelach. Ofer is, we have what to look forward to. Eifer is, we had a past, but now we have nothing but to show and nothing to look forward to. Could be that is a greater gnai. Let us just turn the omod. The Taisvis v'noisnen eifer al gabe v'oise eifer have me'etzem odom sharei ha'eifer havi v'zikor na'keido o'bekeido hoya atzomis. Bemison, there's two l'shaynis in the Gemara later in Daf Tev Zayin. Why Eifer was put. One says Takalz the Shiskalono Afre Shal Yitzrok. The other man, the Yomer, says Hare Onuch Shuvim Lofanecha Ka Eifer. It's two Lashaynes. So Taisvis is explaining the second Lashon. Hagav Ulche, the Gemara says further, Mai Benayu. Iki Benayu Ofer Stam. Nafkemin will be if Ofer will be good. If you learn Afrei Shal Yitzchok, so if you need Eifer, if you need Anuch Shuvu Fonecha Ka Eifer, so Ofer would also be good. So the Rishash is Ma'ira and after Zion, Rashi said in the Mishnah that Fakert Eifer is better. We Fakert that we're Boicha and Eifer more than Ofer because Eifer is a greater Gnai. So, because the Rishash wants to say, but Al Kaponim could be with the Eved. If you don't have Eifer, Ofer will be good. If the purpose is, Eichet Deleke Eifer Mikle, so then you could use Ofer. There's a Pshatnitz, Anuch Shuvim Kofer. We're not, really, we're worse than Ofer, we're Eifer, but Al Kaponim don't have that, Anuch Shuvim Kofer. That's what the Rishash wants to learn, Shabbos Chima. Al Kaponim, Taisvah says, have a me'etzim odom. So it's very modern. They zeichet to the Akeda. So the Eini Shmuel asks, modern Meiser, they were, where did he get an Etzem Odom from? They were Chetute Kvorim. They went, they dug up a cave and they took someone's bones and they ground it. A Peladike Meiser. And what, they took a Goy's bones. So that's a Zeche for the Akeda. You take a bone of a Goy. In number three, it's the Eifer was not of Yitzhak, the Eifer was of the Ayel. That was Lamaisa, the Eifer. There was no Eifer of Atzmas Yitzhak. So they say it's like a Greis and Toisvis. For Eisa Eifer have a Me'etzim, it said an Aleph. Me'etzim Ayel. And then someone put in, made an Odom out of an Ayel. About Kaponim, that's Shat and Toisvis. Because they took an Atzmas of an Ayel, and that was the Zeicha to the Akedah Yitzhak, that there was an Ayel, Tachas Yitzhak. Zog de Gemara weiter, zog de Mishnah weiter. Hazokin sheben oimer lifneiem divrei kvushim. The Zokin says divrei kvushim. What's divrei kvushim? Loshen atzira k'may michbesh belaz. A press. So the Bach has a very interesting gears over here. Shekoivshin v'doichkin es ha-leiv lasais tshuve. The leiv is the makor of the rotten of the person, and it seems the mitzad ritzoin ha-leiv, the person doesn't do tshuve so quickly. You have to be doichik, koivish v'doichik, you have to put pressure on the leiv, lasais tshuve. Then he brings down inyan acher, שמגלו להם סיסרי מעשיים, כמוהי בהדי כפשי דרחמונה, that he told personal things, he was telling things of the averes that they did, that was, he was telling them דברי כבושים. That's the two פשוטים. אחינו, לא נאמר באנשי נינווה וירא לקים אסקום ואסתניסום, אלו ויער לקים אס מסיים כי שובו מדרכם הרו. You have to know what the tachlis is. The zichel, there's an inyan of sak and tainis that was machnia. The person, perhaps after hachnoi, can change his actions. But the dikir is the tachlis. ויער לקים is the tachlis מסיים כי שובו מדרכם הרו. וקבולו הוא אימר וקירו לבבכם ועל בגדיכם. Merdeke Teich and Rashi and Yoel, Bekiru Levavchem, if you make a kriya on the lave, then Ba'al Bigdechem, then you won't have to be Avelim Rachmala Netzlon and make kriya al Bigdechem. This kriya can substitute that kriya. What does Rashi say? Ube Kabole? So Rashi Rekashe. That the posik in Yoine, we don't say Ube Kabole. Kabbalah huwaimer, that's a posuk in Yoel. So Rashi says, Shanovi mitzave li Yisrael. Kabbalah is what the Novi commanded Klal Yisrael. Vihiksha toisvis mandahu, certain toisvis maishna bahaikra dursiv biyoine vayar lekimes masayim, lekorilei divrei Kabbalah. It brings two psukim, and that he doesn't call divrei Kabbalah, but I call the vekiru levavchem korilei Kabbalah. Porik ihu kol mokim shanovi mitzave umoidia umazer es Yisrael korilei Kabbalah. He says these are the things which should be niskabel etzlom. This is, there was a command that tzivu yazore zomemela, that's called that they were said liskabel. They should bechol duchted lo ispaked novi, and there's no tzivui ki hay vayar lekim shuki mesape vehoylech the yalzne agavuche milse lekirine lekabola. Kabola is when something was commanded. It seems so that it was said to be niskabel. the Tiferes Yisrael wants to say, maybe it's called Kabbalah, that it's Niskabel ala Leiv. That means that the first Pasuk, a person can be Mechalik. I mean, there was an extreme action in Nineveh. Sakim and Tainisim wasn't enough. Vayalakim is Masayim. No. The Goyim. They need more. There was a Gzeir already. They need more. So that Pasuk, it's very nice. It's very good, his Hisayiris, but could be it's not so Niskabel ala Leiv that we have to go to such an extreme that they have to go. Ve'yidim bonim lamokim. And so therefore, ubekabolu oima v'kiru levavchem bal bigdeichem. There, the Navi was speaking to the Bnei Deire, there was also Yidalach, and there was a Shas Ra'ovain, and we're also in a Matzav of Ra'ovain, there's a Tziris Kshomim. So this Pasuk, perhaps, will be more Niskabel ala Leiv than the first Pasuk. The Kabbalah Huwaimar, that means this is something, if the first Pasuk doesn't hit you, so the second Pasuk should. Omdu bitfile. So there's a Rashi over here, which is, we're missing the Dibur HaMashal. The Bach says, the Bechayva Shalir is not, that's not the Dibur HaMashal. That's the Pirish of Rashi. The Dibur HaMashal, the Bach says, Omdu bitfile Bechayva Shalir. That Rashi is telling us where. First they took out the Orem, and Neisne Neife Mikla, and now they're going to start davening. So one could learn, perhaps they go back into Shul now to daven after the first Inyan of Nesine Seife Mikla. So Rashi says, no. Omdo betfilo b'choyve sholir b'goli. V'chihach domrinim b'meseches Megillah, b'nei ha'ir shemochu r'choyve sholir. So the money they should purchase a Beis HaKnesses. Also, Meforish Behedyam Rab Zeira, why? Hoil Va'om Mispalim Boy Betaniyos B'Mamodos. So we see that's where the Mokim Tefillah was. So Omdu B'Tefillah, the Bilchayva Shalir, that's where the Mokim of the Nesina Seifa, that was the Mokim of the Amida B'Tefillah. Moiridin lifnei hateva zokin verogel, v'yesh loibonim ubeisei reikom, kidei shiye liboi sholem betfila. What does Rashi say? Verogel, rogel lehispalo. Is a rogel lehispalo, utfiloso ishkura befiv, v'loyite shekol shatz shetoye simin ra leshelcho. Rashi is saying as follows, that Lemaise, the person, we hear that the Mishnah says by Rab Chanina ben Doise, who is mispalo for a chayle, so he knew right away if the tefillah was niskabel, and tefillah ishkura bepiv, he knew the tefillah was niskabel, if not, he knew the tefillah wasn't niskabel. There it was a simen min hashemayim, Rav Chanina ben Doise, that he was able to see if the tefillah is niskabel. But here, ashat shetoye simen ra l'sheilchov, it's not a simen min hashemayim. That means it's a simen ra. Balatanya writes in a note, when a person starts davening, so everything falls in his head. And all the things that he wasn't thinking about the whole time, when he starts davening, they say over a bais, there was once a person that once fooled a goy, and he was very afraid the goy might find out what he did to him, and so he was very worried, so he came to another godol. He said, what's going to be if he's going to find out? He says, don't worry, he doesn't daven Shemanesel, why should he think about it again? But al kaponim, we have such an inyan that when a person starts davening, it's as though
She starts thinking of everything. So the Balatanya says that if you have two enemies and one is starting to be Menatzea, so the other one tries his best to overpower him. The Yetzer is the one that knows the most how choshev the tefillos are. So therefore, when one starts davening, so he sees what's happening, so he tries in all and every way to distract him. That he shouldn't distract him in any way. So memele mestame, if you have a shatz that's davening, it's an ernst tefillah over here. So the zicher the sultan didn't take vacation that day. So lemaisa, he's oimer to be distracted. That's for sure. So if alpider, and if he is distracted, that's a simen rale shelchav. That means so the etzim tefillah, which is Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, that's not good. It wasn't presented properly, which is the simen ra, not only to the shatz, but the shelchov. He's the shliach of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, al kuponim, we have to find someone who al piderech ateva, the tefillah shkura bepiv, so it will be more difficult for the satan to distract him and to make him make a toys. So upon him, that's what we have to do. So he has to be a ruggle. Ubeisei reikam, mashmeduhu oni, ve'ein loy michye bebeisei. B'gmara meforesh taim achine, ve'gufoi noki mi'averesh sheloi choto, lo yotza olof shum shem ra b'shum avera. That's beisei reikam. That's reikam mi'averesh. He says, Chof Dalet Brochis. Now what's that Chof Dalet Brochis? Yudches Shebechol Yoim, the normal Shemayne Esrei, Moisef Aleihem Oid Sheish. And then he says another six Brochis. The Elohein Zechoynes V'Sheifreis. These are the Zechoynes and Sheifreis that we say Rosh Hashanah. El Hashem batzarosa li karosi v'yaneini, esa einai el ahorim, mimamakim krosicha Hashem, tfilo la'oni chiyatev. And they ended up with, we'll see, they ended up with achsime, but this was, they said this capital. Am Yehuda im elayho yotzoch leima zechaynis v'shaifres, they did not say zechaynis v'shaifres, that was one that there was a ra'ovein. And then they say a chesime. What does he Rashi? Rashi says a chaynis v'shoifreis kol ha'psukim sha'imrim b'roish ha'shonim. Lashem besarosili kulon hein mizmoyim. Vo'ema chaysmeyim. Al kol parsha parsha. Acha zechoynis, chsime zechoynis. Vacha shayfris, chsime shayfris. Vachain acha kulon. Me'ena parsha kede meforesh v'ozel. Tverish Yisrael says, that this is also going on Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that v'oimer chesmeim that is going Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, even though I hold, you don't say zechaynis and shayfris, you say these in yonim v'oimer chesmeim. But on these two kapitlach in Rav Ki Yeboretz or Adivrei Habatzores, you say, the first one you say is Zechaynis, and then the second one you say Sheifres. Ala Rishayna hu Oymer, Misha Onas Avrom Bahara Meriye, hu Yane Eschem v'yishma bekel tzakaschem hayoym azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Goyel Yisrael. Now, Ala Rishayna we are speaking about, this was not from the six broches that they were Moisef. This was, they were by Goyal Yisrael. And in the middle of Goyal Yisrael, they were Moisif. Alo Rishon, let us see what Rashi says. Bepam Rishona Hu Oimer Mi, Rishona means the first time he starts being Moisif on the normal Nusach HaTfilah, Misha Ono Lavrom, that's Peshas Tachsim already. Begoyal Yisrael Heya Masri Laharich, Vahilach Vahimer Lekulon Sheish Brochus. That means after Goyal Yisrael, which is not from the Sheish Brochus, because Mach already from there, then he didn't go to Rafaenu, he started saying Zechainis. Now, what is Pshat? Misha Ona Savrom Bahare Meriye. Huyana Esrem. The Yerushalmi, the Ran brings down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that V'lo Yitzchok Nigal. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Why do you say Goyal Yisrael? Mishaona lahar Abram bar Meriya Yana Esrem Borchat Hashem Goyal Yitzchok. So the Kolbenayda says Pshat the Yerushalmi's kasha. Lefi Shaimri Mishaona Avram bahar Meriya Vahainu Al Hatzalosei Shel Yitzchok. That Avram was nene on the tzol of Yitzchok. In kein hayeroi lachtem by Goyal Yitzchok. Why you Messiah Goyal Yisrael? So the Yerushalmi answers, Mekivin shenigal Yitzchok, kamei shenigalu kol Yisrael. So from the Yerushalmi it would seem, and the Kodnei seems says like that, Mishaona Avram Bahar Meriya Hainu Alatzalose Shal Yitzchok. So it seems that Avram was Mespalo on the Tzol of Yitzchok. Now when was Avram Mespalo on the Tzol of Yitzchok? It's very unclear. You don't find such a thing as Mespalo. God the Marsha says, forget the Marsha, see, doesn't mean on the Yerushalmi, the Marsha says, what was the Tvila that Avraham Avinu was mispalo bahar Meriya? See, he says the tefillah was that the seh should be b'mokim Yitzchok, that it should be nechshav kilo hikri bes Yitzchok. That was the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. It's very unclear how the Yerushalmi learned. Agavucha, the Yerushalmi, brings down the metalgim, the same pshat in the Parshas Akedah, achar besvach bekarnov, so the Yerushalmi says, amir dikaloshen, achar kama doiris, yistavchu Yisrael ba'avoynis ubetzoris, bekarnov, and this keren will be matzal them. That means, bakaponim, that'll be the keren shal Mashiach, Kaponim, but says the safe will be Yistavchu ba'avoynis ubetzoris. Amir dikaloshen. That was already shown to Avraham Avinu. Al hashniya hu aimer, hu misha onas aviseinu al yamsu. This was the geula, hu yana eschem. And this is already the first bracha. This is the chaynis already, the first bracha. Uyan eschem v'yishma kol tzakaschem hayoyim hazeh. Baruch ata Hashem zoicher hanishkoches. Let us see Rashi. Al hashniya zuhi bracha rishoyne shel sheish brachas. This is the first of the sheish brachas. Kinemrine b'gmore. V'haich the goyal Yisrael zui brocha atzma shal shmei nesre. This wasn't a brocha shani toise. This is goyal Yisrael. V'einu meyaisem sheish. Al shabo yamasra lahoysef al harich. Al zechaynes hu aimer zeicha hanishkochetz. Al ha-shoifre shemei atruhe. V'hi shniye leminyona. That's the second of the six. V'al ha-shem b'tzarosili v'shlishis leminyin. Sheish. Shemeya tzaoko. That's Shemeya tzaoko. Dalit. וכן כולם. ומי שעונה ויסיין על ים סוף, לפי כך אומרים בזכרונס, לפי שישראל נשכחים במצרים כמה שנים, ונסיישו מן הגאולה, וזכרם וזכרם המוקים הגאולם דחסי ואזכר אס פריסי. And the Lord, the Nishkochim is chayre, maybe they felt like that, that they were Nishkochim. Shkachti, the Mashabis, Nishkachti, Kemeis Milev. That was, I mean, chayre the Pasuk, Asishkachi, Shaula, Mirachim, Ben Bitna, Anoichi, Lachayre, so the, Lachayre, the, maybe that's after Matan Teire, but Lachayre, it was an hugger of, they felt like the one Nishkochim. And this Yashu min ha-Gu'ula. So Zeche ha-Nishkochis. Those Tachsimu who felt the one Nishkochis. That was the Gemar ha-Gu'ula was by Kriya Shamsu. Ala Shlishis u'aymim Misha'ones Yeshua ba-Gilgul hu'yane Eschem v'yishma b'kir tzakaschem ha-yayim ezeh bo'chat ha-Shem she'meya trua. That was the because there the chaimis of Yericho fell down with Trua. Al Rabbi Yisuaim and Mishaona Shmur Ba Mitzvah. Huyana Eschem Veishma Bekel Tzakaschem Ayem Azeh Boruch Ato Hashem Shemeya Tzaoko. The Mashal says that the Deir of Shmuel, the Deir of Shaul HaMelech, which is the Deir of Shmuel, that they were Lokui and Dilturi and Lashon Hore. So Memele says that capital speaks of Atzilo Nafshi Mispashek Miloshon Remiya. The Schus of Shmuel was Megan on the Deir that the Plishtim were, that the Ti Yad Hashem be Plishtim, Kol Yemei Shmuel, that wasn't the Schus of Shmuel. That's why this capital speaks about the Sfash Sheke Miloshin Remiya that Klal Yisrael was lucky in the Derish of Shmuel. Alachemishi Su'ayme Misha Onas Eliyor Bahara Kalmel Huyana Eschem V'yishma Bekir Tzakaschem Ayem Azeh Borchat Hashem Shemei HaTfila. God the Mashal says in this capital, it says, Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shemei Yisrael. So he says this is going on Eliyahu HaNavi, because Eliyahu HaNavi told that the Nevi Yabal, maybe he's sleeping, you should speak louder, scream louder. The Shema Yisrael Shlof Tochnet. That's why we say this capital cannot get the Ma'is of Eliyahu Barakalma. Ala Shishi Suwaima Misha Ona Shaina Mimei Hadoge. Uyana Eschem Vishma Bekir Tzakaschem Ayoy Mazeh Borchat Hashem Ho'ina Be'isor. So here the Marshal says that Yain HaNovi did not want to go to Nineveh because he was afraid it'd be a Gevaldike Kitrug and Klal Yisrael, the Goyim would do tshuva and the Yidin don't do tshuva. But Lemaise, that's why he wanted to avoid going to Nineveh. He ended up by going to Nineveh. So he says this capital, capital Kuflamid, is, he said that this is going on the union of Yoine. Ki imcha aslicha, Rabbi Shalom will be seleach, anshe ninvei, because they're going to do tshuve, leman tivorei al klal Yisrael. This is a gavaldik kitrug on klal Yisrael, the slicha of anshe ninvei. So he says that's why this capital ends, v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avinoisov. That Klal Yisrael v'nishvi mikol avin v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avinoisa. That was this capital that's connected Yoyne. Baruch Hashem o'ine beisor ala shvi Yisu o'ime, which was the sixth broche mishon es David v'shloim v'bnei b'Yerushalayim huyane eschem v'ishme b'kel tzakaschem ayem hazeh Baruch Hashem amarachim al ha'oretz. Let us see Rashi. B'shoifres ha-yoyimer, mi sha'onash Yeshua ba-gilgul, ofi sha'nene, b'shoifres b'irichoy, וזהו בעוד שהיה ישראל בגלגול, ואליוב הר הכרמל כנגד עשה עיני אל ההורים, וכן כולם לפי עניין המזמור, אליוב ננה בהר הכרמל מעין עשה עיני אל ההורים, שמו במצווה דכסיב קרוי מעין אל השם בצרוס אלי, מימי הדוגה מעין מממק עם כרסיך השם, ואיני בי סורש כן כסיב ביינה כרוסי מצור עלי, שמול כסיב איזק על השם, אליו כסיב ענייני זו תפילה, על השביש מפורש בגמור מי שביש, מי שון דוד, והיא רוב בימי דוד, שולי שונים, שונה אחר שון, ושלוי מקשיך ניסורם לבית קדש הקדוש, נעמי רוב כי יהיה באורץ, that Meshach the Binyan Abayis, he said that the Abayis will be that there'll be any peronius or hungers that there'll be none. Lafikach choysim rachim ala oretz, sheheim mispalulu al eretz Yisrael. So lo nechiyatev, adeich ekshomim neifel, chsivbei beyotzo shamayim. Zog the Gemara weiter, maise bimei Rabbi Chalafte de Rabbi Chananye ben Tradye, שעובר איכל לפני הטבע, וגומר הסברוכה כולה, ולאונו אחר עומי. תיקו הכהנים תיקו, מי שעונו הסברום אבינו בהר המריה, ויענה אסכם וישמע בקול צעקסכם היום הזה. הריו בני ארן הריו, מי שעונו סביסנו על ים סוף, ויענה אסכם וישמע בקול צעקסכם היום הזה. וכשבבו דובר אצל חכמים אמרו, ויהינו נויגים כאילו בשער מזרח בהר הבית. Now, we have to understand what's happening over here. וגוימר כל הברוכה, כל איס הברוכה עצמו, ודוגעים את הברוכה, וליונו אחב עומם. תיקו בני ארם תיקו, חס נכנסס אימלן על כל ברוכה ברוכה, והוא השמש ולא ישליח ציבו, לא יהינו נויגים שלילניס עומים, אלו בשער מזרח ובהר הבית. כלומר, בזמן שבית המקדש קיים, כשמספלם בהר הבייס, נכנסם בדרך שער המזרח. לפי שלהיו אינין אומן במקדש, כלומרים בגמורה. So that was all that was only בזמן הבייס. ואין לא אימא להי נויגים כלתקוי, אלא במקדש, תבדי תויקם בגולן, כנמוכר בכולו, אך מסכת ומסכת עשרי ששון. תרן אז מערכי הפשט למשנה, but taksam pshat rashi is the Feres Yisrael says this pshat in the Mishnah, it could be taksam this is pshat rashi bizman abayis they did not answer omen after the brochas, they said the shem the way it was pronounced kachsovoy, and so afterwards after the brochas they said baruch shem kavod malchus eloylam bo, that's what they said. Now there's a problem. After the broche, they blew shofar. So if they said Baruch Shem Kevoid, so it would seem that the broche, that the tkiyah is going on this broche. That this itself is a broche. Baruch Shem Kevoid is itself a broche. So memele, and they wanted that the tkiyah should go on the tefillah, which was said. This was a miyuchadik tefillah on. Mishon Avram, Mishon Aviseinu, they wanted that the Tki should go on that, not on the Baruch Shem Kibbutz. So therefore, the Shamish, after they finished the Broche, they said, this was B'migdosh, let's go B'migdosh. This Taran says also was B'migdosh. B'migdosh, after they said the Broche, so then they said Baruch Shem Kibbutz. So then, they wanted that the tkiyah should not go on the Baruch Shem Kibbutz, it should go on this. So the Shamish called out, Lachamu, Mi she'ones Avrom avina bahar meriyah huyana eschem, v'yish, tiku akahanim tiku, mi she'ones, they called out the Kahanim to be tekeya, and they said, מי שאונס אברהם אבינו בארמרי הוא יענה אסר וישמע בקר צעקסכם היום הזה, and then they blew. So this in the tzivui to tell the kahanim to blow shofar, they gave this hakdome, so then it's considered that the tkiyah was on this tefillah. This was bezman habayis. They had to do this seder. The Ran is mesupik if they said this in the brach and they said it after the brach, they said this twice. Mishanas avrom avinu ba'amri, if it was said before, it was said later, also or only later. Talk upon him, this was done bezman habayis. Now, b'mei Rabbi Chalafta v'Rab Chananya ben Tradyan, which was not bezman habayis, they repeated the same seder. They also did not say amen. And so Memela, they said Bor Shem Kevoy, and Lamaisa, so they said the Seder, so I said they wanted that the Tkiyah should go on this Inyan of Misha Ono, so they did this. That's how that, and so it was Shabbat Dovo Lifnei Chachomim, so they were very much against this because we're not in the Beis Hamikdash. The Tiferes Yisrael wants to say that is true, that all the time, the Tversio wants to say as follows, that all the time they also made it, they answered Omri. Now, Davke, by Bishas, the Tainis, so they were Hikriv, Chelbom, Odomom, so that was equivalent to a Kolbin, so they were Medame, this Maimed, to Dugmas Beis Hamikdash. So there they made a Zeichel Hamikdash. That means this is equivalent to, we're Makiv Kobonis now. Chalbeinu V'Domeinu is equivalent to Akovas Kobonis. So therefore, they made then a Zeichel Hamikdash, and they said, Bor Shem Kevoy, and therefore they had to have the Seder of Misha On. Rafal Pika and the Chachomim did not like this. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Anshei Mishmo Misanim V'loi Mashlimin. No. Sholish Tainis HaRishonis, the first three Tainis, Anshei Mishmo Misanim V'loi Mashlimin. The Anshei Mishmo, they were Misane, that means they were Chof Dalad Mishmoris, and each Mishmo of Kahanim went up twice a year, to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Anshei Mishma, if it fell out in that week, so the Anshei Mishma was Mis'anim V'loi Mashlimin. Anshei Beis Ov, the Beis Ov was, there were, Rashi says there were seven Botei Ovis, Rashi says there were six, and Shabbos they all were together. Abul Kaponim, the Beis Ov, the Mishma was divided, where Rashi says into seven Botei Ovis, each one did avoid the one day. So Anshei Mishma means the Kahanim, which did not do avoid it that day. Mis'anim v'loy mashlimim. So that by the Sholish Tainis or Rishainis, they were Mis'anim v'loy mashlimim. But Anshei Beis Ov, the Kahanim, which are doing the avoid it that day, lo'hoyu Mis'anim klal. They didn't fast at all. They had to do the avoid it, so they couldn't fast. Sholish Nis, Anshei, these got Mocham already. Anshei Mishmo Mis'anin U'mashlimin V'anshei Beisov Mis'anin V'loi Mashlimin Sheva Achroinis Eilu Eilu Mis'anin U'mashlimin Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. V'chachomim O'imrim Sholish Tanis HaRishonis Eilu V'eilu Lo'hoyim Mis'anin Klal Sholish Niyois Anshei Mishmo Mis'anin V'loi Mashlimin V'anshei Beisov Lo'hoyim Mis'anin Klal Sheva Achroinis, Anshei Mishmo, Mis'anin U'mashlimin, Anshei Beis Ov, Mis'anin V'loi Mashlimin. Zogt Rashi, Anshei Mishmo Shel Oiser Shabbos, on that week, V'loi Mashlimin, Shadayim Ein, so by the first Taniya, Shadayim Ein Chamurim Kolkach, so what's the answer in Mishma? Why shouldn't they fast? They're not doing the void today. Maybe it'll be too difficult for them. So the Anshei Mishma had to help the Anshei Beis Ov. If they would be fasting, hoylem koyach lamid b'avoid. Anshei beis ov, a mishmeres mischalekes l'shiva batei ovis, keneged shiva shimei ha-shavua beis ov l'yoy. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Now, since we started speaking about the Anshei Mishva, Anshei Beis Ov, so that was Negei, the Taineisim, now we'll speak about other halachas. Anshei Mishmo, Vatorim Lishtois Yain Balelis. That means, even though we said the Anshei Mishmo had to be prepared, maybe they'll be needed to do the Avoide, by day, so that's why they didn't fast. They weren't mechuyif to fast, or they were coolest in their fasting. But at night, they didn't have to be concerned that the Anshei Beis Ov will need them. So therefore, Anshei Mishmo Mutorim Lishtois Yain Beleilis. Avoloi Bayomim. Bayomim, they were not permitted to drink wine, because they might be needed for the Avoide. Anshei Beis Ov, loy bayoyim v'loy balaylo. So Rashi says, Anshei Beis Ov, no, Anshei Maimed, this goes going on later. Mutorim lishto shiay lav gabitay nesitma alagav demayri bibnei mishmo maisilo. Balaylois ein locho shematich bodavoyde, shirei ro mi be'erev, sheposku akobonis. So memeile, so therefore they're allowed to drink wine. By yomim, sheviu roiv kabonis, v'lo yaspiku b'nei beis ov sheloi soyoim, v'tzrichim eilu l'sayon, v'rei einon ruim l'avoide, mishum shikrus. Anshei beis ov, asurim bein bayoim bein balaylo, l'fish o yumalin kol alaylo, yvorim apadorim shepoko mihala mizbeach. So they were busy at night also doing avoid. Inami le gomru, b'yoyim goymrim b'layla. Whatever they did not complete by day, so there was avoided to do by night. So they were not permitted to drink wine. Aval anshei mishma, einem tzlichim l'sayei b'layla, l'hapach b'mazlag, b'egyot, the base of yochala haspik, levad. Alone they could do hepach hamaroche. So therefore the anshei hamishma were not needed to help them.